Welcome to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mind Body TV. I am Dr. Kim DeRamo, and I'm going to be sharing today about how your embodiment affects everyone around you, how to be the medicine for yourself and others. For those of you who don't know me, I am a physician. I was board certified in emergency medicine, but I have also been super intuitive my whole life and have really developed the awareness of how the body heals, what keeps disease in place, what's really going on that can elude us when we're not connected. That's really easy to resolve, and have seen so many people heal from some of the most serious chronic illnesses, chronic pain, depression, anxiety, and so have dedicated my career to sharing this message and assisting others and igniting the power within themselves. Welcome to everyone who is listening to the recording or listening to the podcast. I want to check, can you hear me okay? And hear where you're tuning in from, Morocco, Canada. Hi, Teresa. BTM sounds wonderful. Can you speak how it compares to the Awaken Your Business? Sure. So we do have a program that we have just launched, I think last week, which is called Be the Medicine. And I'm going to talk about some of the concept of that, because it really is what I've seen to be the most powerful igniter for healing, how we can be that which we're seeking, and how when we're not doing this, there's still blockages there. No matter what you do medically or in any healing art, that's that health, that vitality, that abundance will still elude you. But vice versa, when you are willing to meet these deeper spaces in yourself, it like happens automatically. There hasn't been a lot of this understanding of the technology of our body as pure energy that's been integrated in conventional medicine. And we can see what happens when we're using this medical system was really designed for acute illness, acute trauma, acute problems, which is one of the main reasons I went to become an emergency doctor. And it's not well designed to handle chronic illness. So we can keep you from dying, but we can't really help you live more vibrantly and more fully. So that's okay. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong or bad. It just means let's not go to that system to do those functions. Like if you've got a chronic illness that's not getting better, begin to look beyond just the physical, because your body is actually energetic and there's so much more that can get created and shift in really unthinkable ways when you do. So let's start with this. So what is the technology of your body that allows healing, that allows you to contribute to others, like they feel you? Our body is electromagnetic. So we've seen in science that your thoughts will shift what's happening chemically, different hormones, different neurotransmitters, and that every single cell in your body, without exception, has receptors for these molecules of emotion. In fact, there's a book written, Molecules of Emotion, by Candace Pert, that specifically goes into this. Those cell receptors, when these molecules of emotion come through, they affect every cell. They affect the cellular function, the proteins that cell is making, the waste products that the cell, whether they're building up and the cell's getting sick, or the cell stays healthy and does what it's designed to do. And it also affects the DNA expression in that cell. So if you come into a space where you're in, I love it and accept myself fully, right? Doesn't mean positive, negative. Doesn't mean you have to avoid the negative emotions or negative thoughts. It means I embrace what's arising. I embrace where I am right now. That actually floods your system with a very different neurochemical signal that changes your cellular function. So over the long term with, I'm not okay. I'm not safe. I have to do more. I'm not good enough. Life is not on my side. Money is limited. There's something wrong with me, blah, 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 blah. That's a frequency. That's going to actually create disease in your body through what we've seen here, those receptor sites that are on every cell, the membrane of every cell, and changes the quality of function of that cell, either toward health or toward disease. So you can imagine how easy it is to understand, why do I have this cancer that won't go away? Why do I have this MS or autoimmune disease? Why are my adrenals overrun and my thyroid's not working? Why do I have irritable bowel disease, inflammatory bowel disease, and my gut won't digest food? Why do I have 20 chemical sensitivities and I can't function walking around in the world? Like, it's not that hard to understand. And one of the things I've seen in my clinical practice is, even if you've got 25 things going on, different diagnoses, different organ systems, different lab findings that are abnormal, it is one thing. It is one thing that's at the core. You have one thing going on, not 25 things. That actually makes it a lot easier to meet what a person needs in order to heal. Your body is not asking for something that's complicated. It will be simple. All right, so hope my transmission is okay. Let me know. Hi, Gibran from South Dakota. I guess I am still functioning. That's great. All right. Have you found the use of external sound can be useful at times to affect our frequencies for hearing? I'm thinking about frequencies embedded in music to use during relaxation. Yes. In fact, the solfeggio frequencies have been shown to have a really powerful specific effect on the body. These frequencies, you hear them, but they also affect your body cellularly beyond what you hear. So that's a big part of looking at the body as electromagnetic and not just physical. You can begin to understand how we respond to frequencies. In fact, there are certain frequencies that will break up adhesions and scar tissue, certain frequencies that have shown to literally dissolve cancer cells, certain frequencies that will repair nerves, muscles. They're different frequencies, but it's important that, you know, we're specific about how we're using them, because otherwise it doesn't do what we want it to do. The work I'm doing is how you can be the frequency, how you can embody the exact and precise frequency that your body most needs to heal. Now, this is not like the mind is not going to get you there. If you kind of think real hard, what was the trauma? What was the thing? I got to figure it out. Take a breath and let that go. If you instead remember, what would it take for me to be the medicine in my life? Your body just came into a higher frequency right there. If you're asking for wealth, health, abundance, love, life is actually going to meet you there and allow you to receive something more. But if you reject it when it comes up and you think, oh no, this is bad, this shouldn't be happening, I thought I was going to go in the direction of abundance, definitely shouldn't go in the direction of meeting my pain. Yeah, guess what's going to come up? Guess what's going to show up? Guess what's going to emerge? All the spaces of darkness that are the exactly things that are in the way of you receiving that abundance, that health, that love. It is so specific because life will give you exactly what's needed. So if you meet that specific pain, that specific anger, that specific overwhelm, frustration with willingness, doesn't mean you figure it out. It means I'm willing to meet this exactly as it is. That just recalibrated your body into a new frequency. And that is the exact frequency that's needed for you to receive more. How does this affect others? Because the program that we shared last week is called Be the Medicine. It's for practitioners who are working with other people, and you find, you know, I'm taking other people's energy on, or I know I have bigger gifts that I'm here to share, but how do I let them emerge and come through my work? How do I have a bigger impact in the world? We shared about this, and it is first and foremost for you. Your body is the greatest receiver of anything you do in your work. So if you're a practitioner working in separation, like most doctors are doing today, the patients out there, and I have to help them, I will always be depleted as I assist others. Just physics has to happen. The medical system we're in is also hierarchical. I'm up here and I know this thing, or I have this special, you know, education and training, and you're down here, you're in need, and I'm going to give you this thing. So now I've had to also, it's depleting. This is not a structure that will allow people to truly heal. The only way we can allow people to truly heal is through a transmission of consciousness. Why is that? Because our bodies are electromagnetic.
they are very sensitive to energy, first and foremost, not subtly. It is the prime rule of whether you have health or disease. What frequency are you resonating in? Where are you? And so, as a practitioner, you can invite people into a higher frequency. You can be the medicine for them. A lot of people I talk to will say, oh, I've had this awareness and this work is amazing. I need to bring this to others. They need this. My mother or my sister, or my husband or my so-and-so, my friend. But if you look under that, what's resonating for you is a space of urgency, right? It's not okay the way it is. And so all they will really receive from you is that. They won't receive the possibility. But if you can instead embody that truth that you know, all is well. I can embrace this moment exactly as it is because I know my power and that inevitably all things transmute to love. Love is all there is. I can let my body heal because I understand that. Okay. Projecting empowered for the real. I don't understand what you're saying, the real camo gaming. Oops. Sorry about that. Lisa said, another great resource for your awesome studies. Oh, okay. Holly, good morning from beautiful British Columbia. So grateful to be here with you all. So I'm going to speak. Oh, hello from Sweden. I look forward to this call. Hello, Katarina. Have you found that the use... Okay, yes, so the use of external sound. So there are lots of sound frequencies. Like I said, it's really specific what you're going to need to let the body heal. But you can embody that, and then it's easy because you are the medicine. Life will guide you into that expression. So if someone asked the difference between the be the medicine versus the awakened, the awaken your business. I did create the Awaken Your Business Collaborative, which is an online group and some very specific videos that you go through to learn how to have an awakened business, a business in the fifth dimension based in unity consciousness. We are not separate. We are connected. If you're here inspired as a practitioner to contribute to others, you can't do it in a third dimensional consciousness. You can't do it with fear-based marketing. You can't do it with strategies. You can't do it from, like, those will actually work against you. And I found that the hard way for like years listening to everyone else, because I was in so much urgency of this is so important and I've got to bring my message to the world, and not fully grounded into my own serenity. I got caught in the hook of all that crap. Tens of thousands of dollars, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars invested in trying to make that work because I was listening to what people outside me were telling me. You have to do this. You can't do that. And I didn't really understand how powerful it was when I would surrender to this deeper truth in me. So I established that collaborative group, which is like a year long. You know, we do monthly calls. You get a little bit more of a sense of how to become who you need to be to create an awakened business, a business that awakens others through healing, through abundance and wealth, through, you know, whatever modality you're bringing, it's part of awakening. The Be the Medicine course is a much, much deeper dive into that. Well, I will work with you personally in the group. It's a much smaller group. We do the calls over Zoom, so I'll really connect much more fully with you specifically, the frequencies that you're holding in your body, the frequencies you're holding in the space beyond your body and like carrying with you that are getting created in your life. So we look at what's showing up in your life. We look at what's showing up in your business. And then we resolve and dissolve whatever's at the root of that that's holding back prosperity, that's holding back your own vitality, vibrance, abundance, and your contribution to others. So Be the Medicine is a much deeper dive. It's 4 months where we do two calls monthly. There is the option to work with me with some one-on-one work as well. And that is how it's different from the Awaken practitioner program. Will go a lot deeper into this in much more specific ways to you. Liam said, how do you embrace fear and desperation for change if that's where you are at? This is great because that's where I was at for a long time. And so I would act to go get it, right? I'm meeting this fear and desperation. I've got to have the thing so I don't have this anymore. I've got to have more YouTube followers. I've got to have more money coming in. I've got to have more blah, 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 right? People that know what I'm doing. But it was actually like an emptiness in me that I was failing to meet. So eventually, after you spin your wheels enough trying to like avoid, fill the thing so you avoid, you learn like, oh, wait a minute, it's here. The thing I'm trying to meet is in me. It's not out there. It's not in YouTube. It's not in a bank account. It's not out there. It can't be. It can only be met in me. So when you get committed enough to living that abundance instead of just working for it, you begin to see what's under it. Oh, this fear. Oh, this inadequacy that I didn't want to meet. And then I realized like, well, there's only one place to go with that. To sit with it every day, because all of the abundance in the universe that I've been waiting for is here and I get to have it now. Now. So right now, the way I do my work, the biggest component of my day is that I spend 1 hour sitting with myself, meeting these deeper energies in me, cultivating the love and abundance that I am, because it can't show up in the world if I don't meet it myself. I don't cultivate that and embody that to a deeper degree. So the only thing that can be lacking is more of me showing up. Not more money, not more people that love me, not more blah, 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 people getting better responses, right? I always know, I had awareness for years and years of like the amazing, amazing results people got working with me. But then why did I need it, right? I need more people to have that result because there was still lack, urgency, fear. So the only place I can actually go that creates more is here in me. So that's like my first, second, and third priority. So that's how I would embrace the desperation for change. Feel it. What's under it? Where does it live in my body? Do I feel it in my chest? Do I feel it in my shoulders? Does it feel like a fluttering? You notice the breathing that you go into when you get into that state. It's up in the upper chest. I'm desperate. So I can either go try to do more stuff to avoid that feeling, or I can dive in and transmute that feeling. That's how powerful the technology of your body. Teresa said, amen. I feel that too. Lack of grounding, getting stuck in the fear-based stuff. Oh, thank you. This is what I was feeling. Thank you for the confirmation. Awesome. Yeah, especially with everything that's coming up in the world. There's some stuff happening. And then there are people who have really profound solutions to support health, robust, powerful, resilient health that is strong against like pathogens, bacteria, viruses, et cetera. And that isn't what is being, you know, broadcast from a loudspeaker. There's a very different message being broadcast from the loudspeaker about you're limited. You're powerless. It's not okay. And along with that message is the idea that only through embracing fear, or only through embodying fear, only through fear will we survive. And it's a lie. It's not true. It's just not true about the technology of your body. It's not true about what's going on. But you can know that. Like, you don't need to say, well, someone told me this isn't true. You can know that. You can let yourself know your power. Just put your hand right on your heart. Feel into the messages that maybe are out there that are saying one thing. And just ask your body, ask your higher self, is this true for me? Is this true for me? Is making sure that I'm in fear the only way that I can survive? Is that really the highest path? It was actually said, I'm going to get my little journal here. It was said in a really beautiful way on a podcast that Brian Scott did. And this was a transmission, but it was so well put. It was this idea that we are only safe and in spiritual alignment if we can live in fear. This is the lie. If we can live in fear and continuously find enemies to fight against, in order to express the feelings of winning the day and controlling what is seen as available sources of power. That's a lot what's going on right now. And so if you have in some way, even a little inkling of, I don't think this is true for me, or just a curiosity of, is that even true? Let's look. Even if you just have that, realize that the consciousness you are embodying is eons above, orders of magnitude higher frequency than where most people are residing today. So you can either put your energy into fighting against the bad guys or staying in fear and, you know, protecting, or you could put your energy into, I'm ready to know what I know and let my body function in a higher way. And you don't even need to talk about it, because just your embodiment is a really powerful emanation. There's a beautiful book called Power Versus Force. I think I have it downstairs. Power Versus Force by David Hawkins. He's an MD who literally calibrated the strength in the body, the way the body can communicate a yes or a no, for how much power is emanated that counteracts fear frequencies. So you get like a million people living in fear, and you've got, you know, two people who are living in the frequency of love or above, and it literally counteracts that fear, meaning they feel a sense of it's okay, despite what may be coming up as fear. That's how powerful your consciousness is. Tisvi said, this is completely off topic, but really important to me. I feel that because we're all connected and everything is connected, when I breathe out my negative energies, me breathing it on to people, I'm not seeing the rest of it, but I get where you're going with this. Like, you're breathing it and other people are going to catch it. But this is not what's actually happening. In fact, when we're willing to embody, breathe, and release, we're in a higher consciousness that transmutes these lower frequencies. It's not like a virus that someone catches. It literally transmutes back into its natural form, which is love. All right, Hafia, if we dissolve emotional energy by embracing the issue or the pain, how do I know that it has been dissolved? I'm facing again and again health issues, one after another. So you may feel a sense of lightness, like, hey, it's okay. I can just let this go. It really is okay. And feel the lightness of that, because the mind is not going to give you that. The mind is like, hey, now you just release this negative energy. Someone's going to catch it. Or, oh, now you release this negative energy, but there's more, there's more. And so, like, just, huh, is that true? Go back into the heart. Is that true for me? What's actually possible here? So when you're in the unknown of curiosity, way more can come in. So go back to the heart. It's okay for me to allow this to release and to continue to go deeper with what is arising. Oh, Liam, thank you. This really resonates for me. The real Keto Gaming, underwater intuition this week. Great week to dive and explore. Hello, Ida from Sweden. Brianna, I often feel quite anxious before working with clients and often limit myself to how many I can see in a day. This is exactly why I created the Awaken Practitioner Group and the Be the Medicine program, is because when we're doing that kind of practice in limitation, it is unthinkably depleting. You will eventually burn out because you cannot sustain that high frequency of work in a structure that's in separation. How can I see so many in a day due to the energy and input it requires of me? This in turn also limits my income. Yes. So could you let yourself practice in a more expansive way by really honoring this truth? And we can look at that, like I had mentioned earlier, in the Be the Medicine program, we do look very, very specifically at these things. Where are they resonating? Is it from, you know, you were 2 years old and there's some conclusion you had, or is it from, you know, another space that you haven't accessed? We can easily key into those and resolve them very quickly. So this is beautiful. Wendy, I love transmuting energy. Alchemy. Yes, beautiful. So any other questions that are arising on this topic? I think it's really important for us to understand how powerful we are, because especially in this moment in 2020, we could buy into that delusion that we're powerless, we're screwed, the only way to salvation is through fear. That all can seem really true when we think we are separate, when we think we are purely physical. We are not. And it really is okay. So see if you can find that truth in yourself, because this is otherwise just information that someone's telling you. Do you know this is true? If you tune into the technology of your own body, like, it will not lie. Just feel it. Is this true for me? Does that feel a sense of lightness? Like, oh, wow, it really is okay. Your body's not going to lie and delude you into, but I really need to have fear, and now I let it go, so I'm even more susceptible. No. There is a strength and a power in you that emerges when you do, when you allow it. A real strength and a real power that can be calibrated physically and is very, very impactful in the physical space, especially what we've seen and how powerfully the immune system can resolve and dissolve every virus we've ever known. Lisa said, I have Hashimoto's, and I'm sure it's because I'm afraid to speak up for myself. Yeah. Yeah. And so what would happen if you let yourself really speak who you are? There's a lot of old structures that will be threatened when we awaken. And so because we've given them so much power, we think we won't be okay. It's not true. Can your frequency be continuously brought down by negative friends and family that you see daily? How can this be dealt with? Yes, 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 yes. So to the degree that you've not completed with those energies, it's going to bring you into them yourself, right? So you're like, no, I'm okay. Everything's fine. I'm in a higher vibe. But you secretly have these lower vibes that you're like, oh, I'm just going to avoid those things. And then you go into this room full of angry people and it comes up. What you're feeling is your disowned energy that you've been unconscious of. So it will feel like, ooh, this is bad. But it's actually good because it's coming up to consciousness. Can you sit with and allow to be those energies? That's what transmutation is. I allow this to be as it is and take 10 slow, full breaths. Wow, this is heavy shit. And I want to run away from it and just get away from these negative people. All right, let me choose to be at ease with where I am now. Choose to embrace exactly where I am. When you do that, you no longer are in resistance to those energies, so they automatically dissolve. And more importantly, you have clarity of, is this really a contribution to me to go and be with that group of people? Maybe it is, maybe it's not. You can't know until you look. Is this a contribution to me? Maybe it's a contribution to you because you're like, it's bringing up all my stuff that I'm ready to see. So this is great. I really do love these people, and I'm ready to release the stuff I've held resistance to so that I can show up as love for these people in whatever way they can receive it. Or maybe you realize, wow, as I really show up as love, I honor myself fully and choose to go in a different party. That's not even where I want to go anymore, because that would be abusive to myself. But again, you can't know that or even have the choice be available to you until you've resolved this within yourself. Liam, I'm beginning to see that my fear is based on the belief I somehow lack that which I desire. Yep. Holly, how can I get out of this constant state of mind I'm in with all this fear? Okay, well, that's it. What I've shared here is like the most powerful way. Can I embrace it exactly as it is? And so what that looks like is, you know, the fear and all the thoughts that go along with it. Breathe in, breathe out. It's okay. I have this fear. Right? It's okay. Those thoughts are floating around. And then go deeper, because you're going to feel it like big pit in my stomach. All right. I'm going to get curious around it. Relax your body. What's going on here? I embrace this pit in my stomach. It's okay. I breathe into it instead of starving it off and suppressing. Hey, Jody. Liam said, when all I need is right here inside myself and I lack nothing. Beautiful. Can you speak on the difference between embracing and allowing projections from others versus taking things personally? I recognize that I need to see to transmute. Let me think for a second here. Embracing and allowing projection. Yeah. So when others are projecting shit onto you and you just look without resistance, is this mine? if there's resistance and you're like, no, this is bad and harmful and I have to protect myself, that's when you're buying into your powerlessness. Okay. I'm willing to see this. Is this true for me? I don't know. Let me look. Feel your body. Is there something here for me? Is there a gift in this? This person's perspective. You know, sometimes people will give, this really doesn't happen very much anymore, but maybe 5 years ago, 4 years ago, there'd be like hate mail and YouTube and people would say, I think you should be doing this. And I think you're to this. And I think you shouldn't that. And at first it was just, it was so hard to see. But then I would just meet it like, what's in this for me? Is there something in this for me? Or is this just a person expressing their own flavor of crazy and this is how it is, doesn't have anything to do with me. And sometimes when I would look, there was a nugget there for me, like a gem, something worth a huge amount of value. So if I could see that, I could let that be feedback. You're talking way too fast. You're just making me anxious. You shouldn't be doing this anymore. But is there a nugget, right? Like, where is it true that I could meet myself in that fast, right? I gotta go fast because it's also important and there's not enough time. What was driving that? Oh, wow. Yeah, she is fast. All right. What if I slowed down? Because when I slow down, more of the stuff can emerge and release. I'm not feeding the fear. I'm not avoiding the fear by rushing. So I did sometimes get a little nugget, and usually that was actually the nugget. And then I could throw out the other 99% of what was being said that had nothing to do with me. But if I didn't receive it, I could miss that, A, and I'd be defending against it, B, which is even more costing a ton of energy. Brianna, I'm also in the middle of a move, which is bringing up lots of feeling of not being grounded and fear of the unknown, a huge practice in letting where I am now be okay. Yes. Cindy said, ooh, I've been buying into my powerlessness. Can I embrace this exactly as it is, this pit in my stomach? Oh, yes. I don't know why I'm using the F word so much today. I'm really in a deep space of like, it's time. It's time to like be passionate about this and get it. And yes, 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 yes. Your wisdom is talking to you. Everyone we meet is a teacher for us in some way. Beautiful. Marie said, thank you for this. Needed to hear this after an issue at work yesterday. So yeah, how can I invite the triggers to welcome me into my wholeness? So I will touch again on the Be the Medicine program. I will answer more questions if you want to email directly to our team, support@drkimd.com. For anyone who is wanting to join that program, it's a 4-month program where I will work with you directly and definitely feel into like what is actually behind this so that we can release what's at the core of any of the limitations showing up for you in your body, in your health, in your relationships, and in your work assisting others. Patrick, I'm waking at night screaming. What do I do? Oh, this is pretty big. And it's not that uncommon, actually. I have a drkimd.com/sleep. There's an audio download and there's a video about that specifically, like why when I go to settle down, does so much fear emerge and look for expression. So you can look there for a little bit more on that. But basically, there's a lot we've been in suppression because we really have believed in our own powerlessness. So of course we can't meet the fear. It's huge. It's massive. It seems infinite. I really do need to avoid this at all costs. So we like do a job we don't hate because we're afraid we won't have money if we don't do that. We stay in a relationship that's not awesome because we're afraid we'll be rejected if we, you know, ask for what we really want, or we'll be alone if we leave them. Don't go to the doctor because we're afraid we'll find some bad thing that we can't handle. Like if we remember, wait a minute, I'm powerful and it's all okay. I have all I need to navigate this. Then we won't be so afraid to look. Okay. Great. Thank you for sharing the sleep meditation. Teresa, I love that you are dropping the F-bombs. Agree with Cindy. Haha. I don't know where that came from. I really don't. It doesn't happen a lot. Katarina, I did that yesterday with a friend who sometimes goes, what I feel like rude. And I started to think, how can I protect myself against her energies? Yeah, we don't need to protect. This is a big thing. And I think what's happening with Corona is it's really bringing up that consciousness. I need to protect. I need to protect. I'm a separate physical thing and I'm vulnerable versus I'm an infinite being and I can let my body function on a quantum level with total resilience. So this belief, and I saw it with a private client I worked with yesterday, who's totally awakening, and it's, you know, like the frequency she's awakening to is up here. The frequency she's been living in and her family is living in is way down here. So she is feeling that gap. It's a huge gap and it will feel really intense, but it really only speaks to how much is in store for you, how much more abundance is in store than what you're experiencing. And it was really important for her to actually, welcome in the fear and not buy into it and try to avoid it and protect against it anymore. And a piece of that comes with letting her family have it. You guys can stay there, but I'm not participating there anymore. You guys can keep believing this, but I'm not going to comply with that game. I know that's not true for me. So sometimes it can be fear of rejection, but know that there's so much more in store for you that there's nothing to fear. Someone in the mind body community said, I love the way you share your personal growth experiences. This is one of the ways I receive the most from you. Thank you. Well, I'm very rich with those, but I definitely, you know, the Be the Medicine course didn't just come from nowhere. It came out of my own awakening and my own experiences to realize, like, I know there's so much power here for healing. I know. But how do I let that come through the small little vessel of like the pill or the being an ER doctor or the being an osteopathic doctor or the, you know, even now I do a really transmutative session with someone. How can I let something even bigger come through that goes way, 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 way beyond me? I have to take myself out of the equation and operate in the unknown. And that is the embodiment we're freaking looking for. That is the embodiment. You are that powerful. Like there is no chance in hell that I will ever believe otherwise and not let myself know what I know. And I've had to soften myself around, like, you can't force anything down anyone's throat. So soften around really looking like, is this person ready for that? Is this person ready to hear that? Because why would I say it if they're not? That would be like abusive. But I know some practitioners are like, really emphatic. And it's like, we've got a chip on our shoulder that we have to have it be this way. But as I meet my own fear more fully, I am totally at peace with other people not getting it and other people having judgment about me and other people suffering. Like, I get that we don't want other people to suffer, but I'm ready. I'm willing to make space for other people to feel their pain and it be okay. Because through pain can be great awakening and great willingness, so that we are willing to see something new, to see something we didn't know was possible. So see something beyond our little box of what we think is safe and what we think is real. How do you manage to stay light and enjoy when going deep into work projects and tasks? I find that when I lose my lightness and joy as I focus and work, 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 work. Yeah, this is a great question. And we definitely in the Be the Medicine program go a lot into that. How can you do your workness in total fluidity? And I will tell you, as I've embraced that, amazing things have shown up. Like, I really always wanted this amazing manager. And I had a manager who was just like, busy, 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 busy. And it was really intense. And it was always like when I would talk to her. So I knew we wanted something higher, but how do you go and get it? You know, I'm like going and doing a search online, interviewing people. And finally I said, all right, Kim, you have to be the medicine for what you're looking for in your life right now. And for me, it was, I needed to embody a much deeper serenity so that life could take care of me, so that life could meet me where I am. And that is exactly what happened. I have this amazing manager that I appreciate immensely who can do a lot of the stuff that I'm not great at that I don't want to do. So you can't create prosperity from lack. If you're doing your work in that urgency of, I got to do more, but it's not okay, you will create more lack and struggle. And no one can really benefit from you because of the frequency you're in. The frequency you're in is one of fear and lack. So if all you do, which is like I said, a major, major part of what I do in my day right now, I take an hour every day to be still with myself, to be in peace, to be in prosperity. to let more light come through, to meet the darkness. And that's always, always what creates more. So let that be your work, which is really one of the main pieces in the Be the Medicine. How do you increase your frequency so that your embodiment is the work? It's doing the work for you. Let your body do the work for you. All right, everyone. I love you. I'm sorry that the video has cut out, but I hope the transmission was a powerful one for you. Bonnie, I get excited about too many things and end up doing nothing because of overwhelm. Yep, this is very common for a lot of people. So what if you just let yourself do one thing and it's meet this moment right now, exactly as it is? Very powerful, especially because the mind, it can freak out. Like, that is the last thing. No, no, I can't do that. Well, try it. What gets created when I just meet this moment, the fear? All right. She has so many comments coming in. Thank you guys for being here. Teresa said, so often I've jumped without looking into personal development. In this case, I've stepped back and gotten clear from my heart. And from the bottom of my heart, I'm thrilled to have just enrolled in Be the Medicine. Woo-hoo! Thank you, Kim, Dr. Kim, for doing this work. I can really, really relate to that. Because I was so passionate, it really did come from the inspiration, but it was covered with layers of inadequacy and fear. So the way I met my inspiration, the inspiration to contribute to the world in an amazing way, share this message in medicine, create a medical system that actually supports and assists everyone in living their highest level of abundance and health. But then if there are these layers of inadequacy and fear that I'm trying to do that through, it gets really muddy. So I would jump into all kinds of things that really were not resonant with what I was doing. So take a moment, feel into your heart, get the clarity. Is this a contribution to me? Will this contribute to my wealth? Will this contribute to my health? Will this contribute to my work? Will this contribute to my family? Because in this realm of unity, it's all one thing, because they're not separate. All right. I love you guys. All right. I will be back here each week at 11 a.m. Mountain on Wednesdays. I'm at drkimd.com. There's lots of great free resources. You can subscribe for, we send out a newsletter with information each week. And if you are ready for the Be the Medicine program, we start next week. It's September. Yeah. So drkimd.com/BTM. Let me put it in the comments here. That is where you can go to register. There's two tiers. Tier two, we do some private work as well as the group. They are both very, very powerful. So I look forward to seeing everyone in there who is called to be a part of that. And I'm sending love to everyone out there. I will see you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.